Hi, my name is John Clarkson. I'm a technical writer with the Link product group, and in this demonstration I'm going to show you how to use contextual data to pass an image file as part of an instant messaging conversation in Link 2010. A couple of key points. I'm going to be sending initial context data in the IM message to open the data channel. We're going to use the open file dialog to select and open the image file, which gets us around the Silverlight restriction on access to the local file system. We'll be converting the image to a base64 string, which meets the requirement that all contextual data is string. I'm going to use the begin send context data method to send the string, and that method gives us a capacity of 64K, which is certainly helpful when you're sending images. So let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to create a new application project using the Silverlight application the Link Silverlight application template, and I'm going to add a couple of controls to the design pane. I'm going to add a button which we'll add a click event to use to select and send the file and do the conversion to convert it to a string, and the text box here we'll use to show the number of characters that are sent in the different messages. Go ahead and add the click event to the button here. And then I want to add a start instant messaging button control. We'll use this to send that first context data and open the data channel. And it needs a source property, but I'm not going to add that right now. And then we'll go ahead to the code behind. Want to add a couple of using statements. First, system.io. And then system.windows.media. Imaging. And down on the top of the page class, add a couple of link namespaces, controls, and we're going to add the conversation namespace also. And top of the page class, I want to declare some variables. First of all, for the conversation contextual info class, this is the class that contains a data structure for the contextual information. I want to add a couple of string variables. One of them is for the application ID. And I want to add a conversation object. Now we're going to add a method which will set up the initial context data for that initial instant message, which opens our data channel. Declare a variable and add the conversation contextual info class. We've got an object variable here, and then to that class I want to set properties. First of all, the application ID property, and the application data property, which will contain the initial context data, and that's actually the string that we'll send, initial context data. Again, this just opens up the data channel. And just realize I forgot to set the name on the IM control. So I'm going to find that and add a name to it. I'm going to call it IM button. and we'll go back to the code behind and set a couple of properties on the button. First of all, set the contextual information property to our conversation contextual info class, and I want to set the source property, and I'm going to leave it empty right now. And I want to add a method call to the page constructor. Now we'll go down to the click event, and I want to create an open file dialog object, and this is what we're going to use to find our image file. And I want to add some code to ensure that the user actually clicks OK. And I'm going to add an if statement here, which will handle the case that we don't get a result back. And so if they don't click OK, we want to just exit here. So I'll add a return statement. And otherwise, we're going to go ahead and create a file stream object, which we'll use to open that image file, open and read it. And then declare a byte array. Which we want to be sized to contain the image file. And then we want to fill the byte array. And this long here I'm going to add is just a return value. We're not going to use it, just gets thrown away. And our file stream object will actually fill the byte array here. You can see we added as one of the parameters. And now that we've got that array, we're going to go ahead and convert it to a string. Now that's done. A couple more statements here to finish up. We need to get the conversation object. And we're going to use the getHostingConversation method, and I want to point out that this method is only available in Silverlight projects. And I want to go ahead and send the string, and I'm going to be using the beginSendContextData method, which has a larger capacity than the alternative, which is the begin send initial context data method. And so we want to use the bigger capacity method here because we're sending an image file. Get the data type, and we want to add our byte array, and then a callback method. And our last parameter can be null. And the last statement here, we want to display in the text box the number of characters in the string that we're sending to the other computer, just to sort of audit what's going on. And now we need to add a callback method and copy paste that name we used. And it contains just a single statement. We'll call the nSendContextData method. And now we need to go get the source property here was empty. I left it empty. We need to go get the user ID to paste in there. So I'm going to dig around in link and get a SIP URI. Copy it here and paste it right in there. And we've also got to fill in our app ID variable. You can see that's also empty, so I need to open registry editor. And you can see there's our GUID, our internal URL value, which points to the HTML file. And I'm going to copy that key, and we'll paste it into the app ID variable. Edit it down. And now we can go ahead and build this. Make sure we've got a good application. And we're fine. And I'll resize it. Give me some room to work with when we come back and start the application. I'm going to go right now to the other computer, which is where we're going to be receiving. And again, I want to open up a new application using the Link Silverlight application template, just as before. And again, we'll go ahead and add some controls to the design pane here. I want to add a text box, which we'll use to display initial context data in that initial IM message, and will also display the number of characters that are sent when the image comes across. And the button control we use to call the method to get initial context data, and of course we need an image control. And I need to add a click event to the button. Now I'll go to the code behind. I need to add some using statements. First I'll add one for the conversation namespace. And then system.io. And system.windows. .media.imaging. And down to the top of the page class here, add a variable for the conversation object and a string for the app ID. And then down in the page constructor, coupled two statements. First of all, I need to get the conversation object. And again, I need to use the getHostingConversation method. And want to wire up an event handler here for the context data received event. And this event will receive the string, which we're going to convert back to an image. Now down in the click event, we're going to use this click event to get the initial context data in that first IM message. And I want to use the get application data method off the conversation object, which we always use for initial context data. And then I want to display that in our text box. Now up in the event handler, we want to use our context event args object, and first we'll get the context data, which contains our image, or contains the string, which we're going to convert to an image, and then again use that object to get the application ID. And get the data type. And I'm going to display the length of the string we've received. And again, this string is what we're going to convert to the image. I want to display the length of that string, number of characters, to the text box. So I'm going to display data type, add a space, and then add the number of characters in the string. And now we'll start doing the work of converting the string to an image. First, we'll convert that string back into a byte array. Declare the byte array. And convert dot from base64 string. And we'll feed it the data we got in the event. And I want to create a memory stream object. I'm going to wrap this whole thing in a using statement. Okay, and I want to create a bitmap image, and then I'm going to set the source for that bitmap image to the memory stream. And then I want to set the image control source to the bitmap image. And I want to set the stretch property set it to uniform. And we'll go ahead and build. And that worked, and so I need to go ahead again and add or open registry editor. And we're going to, you see again I'm pointing to the HTML file for the project. Copy the key name, paste that back into App ID. And save it, build it. We can close this now because it'll be opened by that initial instant message that we send from the other computer. Here we are back on the sending computer. I'm going to go ahead and hit F5 and send that first IM to open the data channel. Find the IM control. It's down here. And just send a real simple text message. And now we'll go take a look at the receiving computer. And you see here I'll use the getContextData method. You can see there's our initial context data. Now back to the sending computer, we're going to find and send our image. And open the Open File dialog. And we'll root around here and find our image control. It's going to be a smiley face that I created a few minutes ago. And there it is. And now it's going to get converted and sent. Go to the receiving computer. See, there's the number of characters that were sent. Go to the receiving computer, and there's our image control. There's the number of characters that were sent. And of course, we're missing one issue here, which is, what do you do if your image is over 64K? Well, one thing to consider is that you can send your string across piece by piece and then reassemble it on the receiving computer. And then once you've got it reassembled, convert it to whatever format you want.